Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has indicated that she'll support the federal government's latest welfare plans to drug test New Start recipients and to introduce a cashless welfare card. But she's prepared to drive a hard bargain. And she's also riding the state government over the earlier deal she struck with the Morrison government. In July, the Senator said she would only support the federal government's income tax package if it wrote off Tasmania's $157 million public housing debt. Now she says she'll be watching the Tasmanian government closely to make sure it spends all the money saved on building new homes. In Hobart, Rebecca Hewitt reports.
When Senator Lambie returned to Parliament, she made her priorities clear: health and housing for Tasmanians. And she hasn't been afraid to use her crossbench vote as a bargaining chip. Yesterday, the value of that vote became clear, with Federal Housing Minister Michael Suka writing off all the state's historical public housing debt. But Senator Lambie says it doesn't come without strings attached.
Every bit of that money and what they're already putting in and what they're forecast for the next 4 years must go into building new houses. That's how it's done. There's a lot more transparency in this too at each quarter. We want to know what's going on, where the money's going, how far they're going with it.
The Tasmanian government accumulated the debt for public housing construction in the 1950s to 1980s, but only had to start repaying it in 2006. It costs the state $15 million every year, about half the total amount it gets from the Commonwealth for public housing. Hobart is in the grip of a housing crisis due to soaring private rents and a public housing waiting list that already has 3,000 people on it. Senator Lambie says she's been told the money saved could build 80 to 100 new homes a year, and she'll be watching those quarterly reports to make sure the government's complying.
It's not really a choice. We need those houses down there, and we need them down there now, and the faster we can get the build done, the better. They've already allocated their build for the next 4 years, so what it means is they can now put more houses into those areas. That's what I want to see, so we can all see that they're doing the right thing.
When the Senator's demands were first put to the Federal Housing Minister, Michael Suka said if he did it for Tasmania, he'd have to do it for other states with a historical debt, and that amounted to about $2 billion. Tasmania's Housing Minister Roger Yench says the waiver isn't a get-out-of-jail-free card.
We're going to introduce a separate item in our budget paper each year, which will show what the additional funds, we're calling them, but they are the money that was previously going out as principal and interest repayments on the Commonwealth housing debt. Our budget paper each year will show how that was spent in the year gone and how it's going to be spent in the year ahead.
He says his government has also given assurances it will push ahead with planning reforms, including cutting red tape and allowing more medium density building in the city.
That's one of the things that gave him the confidence and the ability to convince his colleagues in the federal government that writing off our housing debt was a safe bet here.
Patty Chugg from Shelter Tasmania says the state is now the least affordable in the country for renters because of low wages. And with 14,000 people in housing stress, the debt waiver is a good policy decision.
What we really need is to get more affordable housing on the ground, particularly where it's needed the most. And that is around Hobart, Launceston and Devonport. But particularly in the south, we need to have more than other areas of the state.
That's Patty Chugg from Shelter Tasmania.